Hello and welcome to Movies with My Dad, the podcast where I, film critic Tina Cacadellis, take my dad Stratus to the movies. This week we saw Jurassic World Rebirth, directed by Gareth Edwards, starring Scarlett Johansson, Mahershala Ali, and Jonathan Bailey. Join us on the spoiler-filled car ride home.
Hi, Tina.
Hi, Father.
Well, I mean, neither of us really wanted to be here tonight, right?
Correct. I would love to be asleep right now.
Okay.
Okay. What did we see?
Blockbuster of the summer?
I'm not confident saying that.
One of the blockbusters of the summer?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, in what way are we calling a blockbuster? You
know, lots of money, lots of effects, all that kind of stuff.
But in terms of like a personal blockbuster?
No.
Okay, great. What did we see?
We saw...
Don't hit this man.
I'm not.
He looks mad.
He does look mad.
Saw what we saw?
He may have. Jurassic Park, I assume? Rebirth?
No, I think it's Jurassic World.
Jurassic World?
Rebirth.
So, come on, sing the song.
I think I'm singing the How to Train Your Dragon one.
No?
Isn't that How to Train... No.
No. We just listened to 2+ hours of it.
It didn't ever sound right.
It never sounded right.
What's the plot?
Oh, just like all the other Jurassic Worlds.
Here's where I reveal something deep and terrible.
Oh my. I didn't expect this.
I've never seen Jurassic Park, but I have seen all of the Jurassic Worlds.
When did Jurassic World start?
When MoviePass... I saw the first one because there's an actress that I thought was cute in it. And then she gets horribly, brutally killed by one of the dinosaurs in like a SeaWorld tank.
Okay.
Throws her up, keeps eating her. And then I saw the next one because of MoviePass. And then we saw the last one with Laura Dern and everybody, Jeff Goldblum, coming back together.
Oh, I sort of
But I have never
that.
Seen the original.
So, to be honest, I was ready just to be completely bored and hated the whole
thing. You're not mad that I've never seen the original Jurassic Park?
No, I've given up on you.
Critic
that doesn't do their own homework.
Listen.
You only take, like, French and foreign films and research those.
Yeah, and they killed all the French people in this movie.
Masterpieces of the 80s.
Look, I've seen the parts of Jurassic Park that I think are important.
Yes, but Jurassic, you have to see the original.
I've seen Laura Dern.
We're
going to
have the same argument about, you're going to tell me Ghostbusters, the rebirth crap that you liked, was better than the original.
I mean,
no.
At least the reboot isn't filled with a bunch of gross men who did gross things.
Oh, goodness sake. Just move on.
I don't spend a second thinking about Ghostbusters, if we're being honest.
Jurassic Park, the original, is a classic.
I will take the dinosaurs from the original Jurassic Park over any of the dinosaurs in this movie. These were so bad.
Oh, come on, the little one?
Okay, Dolores.
Dolores.
I love Dolores because Dolores is Frankie. You put any sort of
Frankie,
dumb...
Frankie, your dog.
Yeah, you put any sort of dumb little creature in there who has zero survival skills and just kind of bumbles around, and I'm immediately moderately entranced. But then Dolores hides in a backpack for most of the movie.
And tell me Frankie wouldn't do that too.
She would.
If she could.
And I love her. Okay, so what's the plot?
It doesn't have a plot. It doesn't need a plot.
Okay.
You know what the plot was?
Oh, what?
This was...
Fathers and daughters.
No, there were two different movies. There was the family aspect of it,
yeah,
which I have thoughts about.
Okay,
but
do you want
other
to explain
aspect,
the family
I'll get
aspect?
To that in a minute.
Okay.
But the other one, which is the SEAL Team 6 retrieval of DNA, was directly out of the, what is it, Journey to Extinction? The Disney ride?
What?
At Animal Kingdom.
I'm sorry, you've forgotten the name Dinosaur?
Is that what it's called?
Yes.
I have no idea.
Dinosaur. You know Dinosaur is no longer open.
Yes, I know. But is that not the same thing?
No, basically, they're not going for DNA.
They went for something.
They went for the dinosaur. The titular dinosaur.
And there was even a car driving around the same... I'm like, they make...
I did think about
they
that.
They are making an amusement park ride right there.
but
if
Universal.
Anyone cared about this movie.
It's Universal.
Well, okay, they're going to have a problem.
Why?
Oh, I guess they could... Oh,
they have Universal
sorry.
Studios.
They have Universal Studios. Sorry. I thought you meant Disney.
And the Jurassic Park area.
Okay.
Okay, so what your problem with the family?
All right, so let's break this down a little bit, right? So there was
like I've clipped this in my hair and it hurts.
A father and two daughters plus a quote unquote useless boyfriend of the older daughter who were out sailing for whatever reason. They're out in dinosaur infested waters.
Yeah, what did he say? Barbados to Cape Town?
Yeah.
Crazy.
So he's just
directly passing through where all of the dinosaurs
right.
now live.
Questionable thoughts there.
You don't. You wouldn't do that as a father.
Yeah, I probably would.
Exactly.
That'd be the problem. All fathers can appreciate that. But okay. So what you don't know is somewhere in the 80s. No, sorry, somewhere in the 70s, there was a Saturday morning TV show back in the heyday when we had Saturday morning TV shows.
Okay, get off the soapbox.
Okay. Land of the Lost.
I know Land of the Lost, so let's
this
calm down
literally
a little
was
bit.
The exact same thing. They're
yes.
in the orange,
I have
the
seen,
yellow,
yes.
the yellows
raft
going down rapids
yes.
with a dinosaur chasing after them.
Yes.
I'm like, this is whoever
I'm
wrote
sorry,
this.
You want like the eighth installment of Jurassic World to be
no new. Original, no. But you, I don't know. I thought this was well
Did you
done.
Like it? What?
I thought it was well done. The characters were all really good, but there was nothing new or unique in it.
We had wildly different experiences in this movie.
I mean, well done in the sense that it was beautifully shot. The
was it? Half the people were in shadows half the time. You couldn't make out
well,
most people.
Well, because that's the kind of the world they were
no,
in.
No, and it was edited wildly.
I thought almost everyone, acting-wise, was really good. There was
almost.
One notable exception.
Oh! Air him out.
Come on, you know who it was.
Who?
Don't make me say it.
Who?
Who didn't fit? Which one of these things isn't like the other?
Respectfully, none of them fit.
Are you serious?
None of them felt like they were acting in the same movie. And all they were doing was just yelling, like, come on! Or like, woo! We're around a dinosaur. We're touching a dinosaur's leg as they're going through a mating ceremony. Weird.
Yeah, that wasn't their fault. That was
what
whoever
you mean,
wrote
wasn't
this
their fault?
Thing.
Okay, so who's the odd one out?
You have no idea.
No.
You didn't think there was one that didn't really fit
I did
with
not
the
think
others.
Anyone was turning in
wow.
their best work here.
I thought it was Scarlett.
Okay, well, I already...
I like her
you know what's
generally.
Crazy? I don't like her generally, and I thought she was putting in some work here.
But she may have put in some work. But the character was all wrong.
I don't think that's her fault. I think
it
that
is not
the writing.
Her fault.
And
but
here's the crazy thing.
I did
thing.
Wonder if they wrote the character to be light like her, as opposed to a more... Is she supposed to be a covert op
that's
specialist?
That's essentially the character she plays in the Marvel universes. Like, Black Widow was, like, trained from birth.
Yeah, but she was tough there. And serious.
I'm
this
sorry,
was,
you're saying that women can't contain multitudes? Do you not remember Life of Chuck?
I did not say
a
that.
A mere week ago?
I didn't remotely say that.
Then but I don't know what you're mad
she
about.
She was very... She didn't strike me as a covert op specialist.
Why?
The other people that she worked with, I felt were, could have been. But not her.
I think
and I like
that
her.
Is sexist.
No, the character, not her.
You
like
know
you
what's
said,
crazy?
In the Marvel universe, she is more believable as those characters she plays.
I wonder if the microphone just picked up my neck crack.
Great.
I've never seen lights for the 4th of July. That no. is crazy.
Red,
behavior.
White, and blue, baby.
Now? The guy who wrote this wrote that ghost movie that we saw in the beginning of the year that you hated. Where the camera was the point of view of the ghost.
In a house?
Yeah.
With wow, Lucy there's Liu. Some range.
And he also wrote Black Bag, which you did not see, but Black Bag is one of my favorite movies this year. So,
all this in 1 year?
Good old David is
wow.
booked and busy.
So yes. What did you think of it?
It's just... You know, for the first 15 minutes, I was like, you know what? The feel of this, I'm feeling a little...
The feel was really good, wasn't
it? The first 15 minutes.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm watching Indiana Jones again
yes,
for the first time.
Exactly my thoughts.
Yeah.
It felt like, how do they make something from the 1930s look?
Okay, but well, in the Indiana 2000s. Jones is not from the 1930s.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the Harrison Ford Indiana Jones.
The Nazis were there, so that'd be 1930.
Yeah, but they didn't shoot it in the 1930s.
What do you mean they didn't? No. It had the feel and look of the 1930s.
No, it had the feel and look of Indiana Jones from, like, the 80s. It had the feel of an 80s adventure movie.
It did have the feel of an adventure
movie. For the beginning, when they were setting it up, when they were getting the team together, I was like, oh, okay. And then it very quickly went downhill for me.
Well, because there's no need to make this story again. Wow. Except for the fact, we are totally wrong, by the way. Everything we've just said is completely and utterly wrong.
I don't feel good about saying that.
Absolutely, completely wrong.
Why?
Did you not see the other people we watched this movie with? There were people that were very excited about being there. There were people with merch they were wearing. There were small children.
Well, I don't understand why they were there.
But this was an important movie.
And I say, where is that energy when the French indie films come out? And who's it there with me? 2 o'clock on a Tuesday.
Evidently, you don't have any.
The 80-year-old people. They're with me. They're excited. They got it. Sure, just because, like, I don't like a movie doesn't mean that. But I'm curious if the people. I'm curious if the girl with the backpack in front of us.
Oh, I think she liked it.
I don't know. She was next to me, and I didn't hear nary a chuckle.
This exact. There really weren't chuckles. But this is exactly.
There were a few jokes.
What the Jurassic World Park's world is like. The cinematic world of this. This is basically they keep doing the same story. Over and over and over.
Then I don't think you're being quite. Did you like it?
it was too long. I don't know how long it was, but it was too long.
2:14, I believe.
Yeah, it probably would have done with 1:45 at most, and I would have been happy and left and enjoyed it because it was a ride. There was fun action.
When they were just straight up murdering people after they had their five lines.
That was a little sad for those folks.
That was ridiculous.
Especially that one young lady.
I know. I was like,
she didn't even have a good death scene.
No,
because her death scene was hidden behind a large object.
Yeah, I said certainly they're not going to kill the French lesbian, and then they killed the French lesbian.
You're making assumptions.
I am making assumptions, and also talk about putting in the work. When they were when she was on the top of the boat and she was flopping around up there, she looked like a ballerina. She was flailing over the rails.
The other poor guy that was knocked off instantly.
Oh, I didn't care about him because he was trying to kill the dinosaurs.
He was. He was set up that way.
Yeah.
But he had, like, so many abs underneath that tight-fitting shirt.
Sorry, I don't objectify people.
I'm just making an observation.
Okay, and yet, I talked about somebody's butt once. And you had no thought. You were like, why would I ever? It was a man, too. And you were like, why would I ever? Who was it? I'm not going to remember. But I did comment on somebody's butt. I'll probably comment on Superman's butt soon.
Something to look forward to. Can I go?
Yeah.
Okay.
So you would mostly enjoy yourself.
You're
not really selling the original Jurassic Park to me, if I'm being honest. If you're saying that it's on par with this.
No. Not with the original. So the original is very different than everything that came thereafter. Right? The original starts off in an imaginary world, right, where they create the whole Jurassic Island with all the DNA back of all these dinosaurs.
I've seen the man.
So, but that's DNA, that's a dude. Good third, solid third of the movie. So you get
is them just in a lab?
No. There are people going to the park.
You're
exposed to dinosaurs on screen like we've never seen them before. And it still holds up. Their dinosaur
That is what work, I said. The dinosaur work in that is incredible.
And the characters were good. There were good actors in that one.
Laura Dern.
Takes off her sunglasses, Jeff Goldblum. Great.
You know that part?
Sue what?
She takes off her sunglasses. She stands up in the Jeep, takes off her sunglasses.
And then does what?
Looks at a dinosaur, I'm assuming. I've never seen the reverse shot. Oh, speaking of glasses, I have a question for you.
But we haven't finished.
No, I don't care.
Okay.
What did you think of the doctor boy scientist, his glasses?
Did I notice he wore glasses?
Okay, so you saw the chiseled abs, but not the glasses.
That was the other guy. I saw he wore glasses, but I didn't see anything specific about
them.
So
the internet is calling them his slutty little glasses, and they love them.
Pardon? they were
his
just
slutty little glasses.
Glasses, weren't they?
They were his slutty little glasses.
What was so? I'm not even saying that word. Why were they anything to be?
Well, you're gonna have noticed? To go home and look at them because they caused the internet to be quite in a tizzy.
The internet is a waste of electrons.
Okay, so you don't like his slutty little glasses.
I did not make any notice of them.
It's disappointing. They were okay.
I mean, in this case, the scientist was the good guy. I like that.
I feel like the scientist... I mean, I guess
there was
that's true.
Moral attitudes.
For sure.
And then the slimy business guy.
I feel like that man always was, plays a slimy business.
Yeah,
man.
You knew he was going to get... Although he didn't get chewed up very well.
No, the French lesbian got a sadder death. A ruder death.
Like, you knew he was going to go. I thought it'd be something interesting, like a couple dinosaurs fighting over him and ripping him apart.
Yeah, let him rip it.
Because I think that actually happened in the previous one.
I mean, there's only so many ways. That is, you know what? If I could just tie it to Final Destination real quick.
Oh, my goodness.
That's why Final Destination is so innovative, because they've never done the same death twice.
I don't want to go back to that movie.
Well...
I don't want to go back to this movie. Although, we're saying this, and we're going to see Superman in a few days, or a week, or whatever.
Yeah.
And that's just retreading the same story again.
And I don't care. That is my baby boy from Nebraska. I love Superman. That is the only ride-or-die superhero you will get me with.
You know, I can't really argue with you, because that was my comic book.
Yeah.
But I don't understand. I never exposed you to Superman.
Yeah, you did.
I mean, I took it to comic book stores, but yeah. I didn't really...
I vividly remember I had The Death of Clark Kent comic book.
One of my comic books?
I don't remember. No. Clearly, you didn't care enough to pass it along. Well, anyway, what do you want to rate it out of? Slutty little glasses.
No.
Why?
It's got to be something...
No. That is what the internet has taken from this.
I don't partake of the internet.
Oh my gosh. So you're masculine enough to talk about a man's chiseled abs through a shirt, but you refuse to talk about a man's slutty little glasses.
They're just glasses.
They're slutty little glasses.
No.
So boring.
How about,
it doesn't matter. Nothing's going to compare.
Fine.
Say it.
Very attractive.
Oh my
acceptable,
gosh. Those are
reasonable
that
glasses.
Is, that is the two different things.
Unless we get like some sponsorship from Zenni or something.
Oh my God,
all right. I'll give it a 2.5.
That is like a 1 for me.
Okay.
One lens, you know?
No.
In his little glasses?
No. Good night, Tina.
Good night.
That's it for this week's episode of Movies with My Dad. You can find all of our episodes on movieswithmydad.com or the streaming platform of your choosing. You can also send us an email at movieswithmydadpod@gmail.com. My dad is desperate to hear from you. You can find me, Tina, on Blue Sky at Tina Kakadelis or on Letterboxd at Tina_DOCX. You can find my dad at the local Lowe's. Tune in next week when we head back to the movies.